For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Approximately 100 students gathered yesterday on the University of Missouri campus after reports that the MU Social Justice Centers would be undergoing restructuring and the elimination of the current coordinator positions. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
According to the Columbia Missourian, coordinators at the MU Department of Social Justice Centers were told last week their positions would no longer exist as of July 1. These five centers support students who are Black, multicultural, female, and LGBTQ, as well as those who have survived relationship or sexual violence. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says this is part of a long-term restructuring effort that will lead to more money and more staff positions, but he did not provide more specifics on number of positions or amount of money added. Kayla Cobb is a freshman who addressed the students gathered on the steps of Jesse Hall, and she recalled the Mizzou protests of 2015.
We need to do better, and if not, it's going to be 6 years ago all over again. And do you really want that?
For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.
A State House committee report says a new Missouri lawmaker accused of physically and sexually abusing his children years ago should be ousted. The Missouri House Ethics Committee yesterday released its report on Republican Representative Rick Rober. His now adult children testified to House investigators earlier this year that he sexually abused two of them at the ages of 5 and 9. The committee found records that show his children reported the abuse years ago, but prosecutors didn't file charges. Sales of medical cannabis are taking off as more dispensaries open across the state. As Corinne Ruff reports, dispensaries are expecting another sales bump from the industry's unofficial 420 holiday today.
Swede Cannabis opened a new location last week in the Grove neighborhood of St. Louis, just ahead of a major day in cannabis culture. Jack Haddocks, who runs dispensary operations, says 420 is a big deal this year in Missouri.
All eyes are kind of on the cannabis industry, people who maybe are on the fringe, maybe who hadn't thought about getting a med card in the past, or maybe hadn't thought about going to a dispensary. And this kind of gets our name out there on a pretty grand scale.
Haddocks expects sales to increase by 20 to 30%. But with supply still ramping up across the state, he worries about running out of some products. The medical cannabis industry has so far generated more than $32 million since the first dispensary opened its doors last October. I'm Corinne Ruff.
U.S. Representative Billy Long of Missouri says he plans to attend a fundraiser at former President Donald Trump's golf resort in Florida. Long has expressed an interest in running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Roy Blunt. In remarks at Taney County Lincoln Day Saturday, Long, who represents Southwest Missouri, says Trump asked him to attend the event at Mar-a-Lago on April 28th. He emphasized his longstanding support for Trump. U.S. Representative Jason Smith, who represents Southeast Missouri, has a Mar-a-Lago fundraiser event set for April 30th. Attorney General Eric Schmidt and former Governor Eric Greitens are the only officially declared candidates in the GOP primary. I'm Trevor Hawk, KBIA News, Columbia.